there were, but before these churches were organized, all the services were held there. And in the early days, we had a lot of working together, you know, mm-hmm. and many of our services were held together. And in the early years, there were, well, we did not have a minister residing in the community. The ministers in the early years lived in Wewichka and would only come down in the beginning one Sunday out of the year, I mean out of the week.
Mm-hmm. Out
of the month. And that was not true for such a long time, though. When the other churches were organized, they would have different Sundays than we visited mm-hmm. the other churches when we were not in service. And they visited ours.
Was Wewichka a much older community?
Yes, Wewichka is much older than Port St. Joe. But I don't know how old Wewichka
is. It is not older, though, than the old town of mm-hmm. St. Joseph.
I really don't.
About a mile south of here where mm-hmm. it was at the time.
You mentioned the turpentine. Was that a long time ago? Did they sort of have a turpentine camp around here?
Well, my father and this other man had the business here, and that was all that was here mm-hmm. in the beginning. Just a turpentine camp. Oh, they had little cottages that were built, you know, in the quarters for the people who worked for him. And for a long time, it was just that. And then when the railroad came in, people began moving in and spreading out.
Well, they were the first turpentine camp here. I heard your daddy say was right over here on across this road here on the waterfront there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right, when we were little.
It's just where this Gulf Station is here, right straight across from it, mm-hmm. over there on there.
And he had a commissary for the groceries, you know, and needs of the people who worked for it. Mm-hmm. And there was a post office while he was over there. It was called Indian Pass Post Office. Mm-hmm. And it was several years later before the name was changed, you know, Port St. Joe. But they called the post office Indian Pass.
Indian Pass is down south.
And down, mm-hmm, a few
it's
miles
about
down.
10 miles south of here. And it's not on 98, it's on, it's
30 or something?
It's 30, mm-hmm. on 30 or 38, whatever they call it. But the pass itself is not right on the road there. There's a big, used to be, I don't know whether they still operate a store down there or not.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and they were in the naval store business too. Mr. McNeil, he's there now, but his son still lived down there. Mm-hmm. And turn to the right, and then, in other words, in front of his place, you go down on what's called the pass, the Indian Pass in there.
When I first used to hear about Indian Pass, I thought they meant that area. Mm-hmm. But speaking of the post office, it was right here, mm-hmm. Back in the earlier days. And my daddy was the first postmaster.
Mm-hmm. When did the railroad come in here?
1910, I believe.
Uh-huh. Has this area changed much in the past 10 years or so? 10 or 20 years? Have there been a lot of tourists?
There's been a lot of building. And we do have quite a lot of visitors at the museum and at the old cemetery, and also the park mm-hmm. on the peninsula.
But, I mean, you're what, about 40 or 50 miles from Panama City?